From cotton gins and grain elevators to factories and skyscrapers and grasslands to forests, there's only one host and one show covering it all. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas. By the way, the show is podcast. Some of you have been begging for that for years. Go to prattontexas.com. Get the podcast. Also, we put long-form interviews there that we can't get in short segments on the air. Our Lone Star story of the day today, there are Rubicons in life, and being supportive of killing innocent babies in any manner in the womb is such a Rubicon. Lubbock's pro-life ordinance vote is a separate the wheat from the chaff moment, and kid not yourself, the ultimate judge is watching and has eternal memory. You know what a Rubicon is? Surely you do. Going back to the Roman army, the crossing at Caesar crossed it with his army. It was an act of war. The word is used to mean a line that when crossed permits of no return and typically results in irrevocable commitment, a Rubicon. And we all face Rubicons in our life. We've got border news, legislative updates, and another I told you so on mask wearing, plus other news of Texas. All depends on time, how much we get in. My friends, it is, as always, a great day to be a Texan. And in Texas history today, I mean, obviously, this is the day before Victory Day, before the end of Texas independence season, as we call it here. This is the day before San Jacinto Day. And it was on this date in 1836, the Texian Army reached the Lynchburg Ferry and set up camp. It's also the day the Mexican Army arrived at San Jacinto, and formed a skirmish line. They brought up a cannon to fire on the Texian camp. Of course, we all know what happened on the 21st. I hope we all know what happened tomorrow in 1836. That was victory. By the way, the city of La Mesa is celebrating their 11th annual Chicken Fried Steak Festival. Be held April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You can go to their city website and find out more about it if you want to go to that. And our friends at the Taylor County Republican Party, now under the leadership of Chairman Carnahan, they've got a meeting tonight, the 20th of April. So that's Tuesday, the 20th of April, at the Abilene Public Library at the Mall of Abilene at 6:30 p.m. for anybody interested in applying for one of the empty precinct chair positions. And they've got a lot of them. That puts you on the county executive committee, and it's very important. Oftentimes you get to somebody resigns or leaves office, you end up getting to put somebody on the ballot instead of through the primary. So it's an important role. So go join them if you can, my friends in Taylor County. Now, yesterday we were celebrating being back on airwaves. I mean, we've had the show up for more than a month doing a daily podcast, but back to our new affiliates, 96.1 Q Country FM there in the big country, just a monster station. And the really great local, everything local, I just love it. They don't even do satellite programming. I mean, it's local. And that is KWBF, Walk by Faith Radio, AM 1420 and 98.7 FM in Lubbock. And we are so glad to be there. By the way, their studios is a great coffee house called Hebrews. It sits between the two beautiful Canyon Lakes and the most developed of the Canyon Lakes in Lubbock there on North University, Buddy Holly Park. So go by there sometime. We were celebrating that. And I said, you know, I had started to do the show with a lot of music and stuff. I ended up just diving in the news stack because there was so much to get to. And I wasn't in a very good mood yesterday, and it didn't have a lot to do with being back on the air. It was just the amalgamation of a heck of a lot of stuff and just being exhausted from all the work it's taken to get things back up to be on over the airwaves radio. And so I didn't talk much about some things people want to talk about, but we're going to today, and not because I want to talk about me, but because I want to talk about this Rubicon. This thing, if you don't fight for life, you're even tacitly, you're by inaction, you're supporting one of the greatest, most grotesque sins possible, and that is this industrial murdering of babies in the womb. And this relates to everything that's been going on in our lives. I say ours, I mean Isabel and me, but also a lot of you face this. You know, thousands of you have been there. Everything seems to be going along fine, maybe even better than it has, and then poof, your life's turned upside down. The reasons can be as awful as debilitating injury or disease to as mild, when compared to the former, as the loss of a job. Divorce is far too common, and a deep and scarring sense of betrayal usually accompanies that. That same sense of betrayal exists at a different depth when other long-term relationships fall apart, and including in our professional lives. One man told me just 2 days ago that he endured several black clouds in his life, but that each time he'd come out stronger and better, and it's this sentiment that's been shared with me by a massive number of Pratt on Texas listeners through emails, social media, and website comments. It's been deeply gratifying and humbling. No matter how many people you know have had the sunshine in their lives blocked by those black clouds, suffering even greater troubles than are you, such knowledge doesn't really change the sense of isolation, abandonment, betrayal, and a host of other things from panic to depression one feels when one's going through such a time. It certainly is not for Isabel and me. A reading of the Psalms will quickly show you that such emotional chasms are nothing unique to us. Remember how many times I've told you in politics, none of these arguments are new. If you have a classical education, you understand that almost everything we argue about has been debated and written down since the Greek philosophers, at least. And it just has new shades, new applications. And there isn't anything new. Read the Psalms. You'll find these emotional chasms aren't unique to us, and one discovers something else in reading that poetical scripture. When we ask and act with faith, God reaches His eternal hand down into that abyss and holds us in safety. May not pull us out right away, but He holds us in safety and eventually lifts us out. Now, it's worth remembering, that His timing for us is most often extremely different from the timing we think He should have. We're so blessed that David Clement with Q Country 96.1 FM in Abilene and Victor Flores of Walk by Faith Radio 98.7 FM and AM 1420 in Lubbock both wanted to act to keep Pratt on Texas on the air. Because of them, Pratt on Texas, Texas Hour is on the air across the high ground in the big country of Texas. The business model of my network is very different behind the scenes than before, but those changes don't lessen my ability to bring you the news and commentary of Texas weekdays in the 5 o'clock hour. God's timing, while often nebulous to us, can at moments crystallize into clear understanding. At moments, you get glimpses. Such is the case with my former broadcast partner suddenly removing me from the airwaves of the network I built. First, a senior member of the Town Square Media Radio Cluster in Lubbock, at one time I was told was the FM operations director, making him among the most senior people there, published this ignorant screed on the company's official website about the vote in Lubbock for an ordinance to protect the lives of babies from abortionist butchers. He wrote, "We also need to knock off the dumb stuff like this idiotic vote coming up. Sorry, even if you believe it's well-meaning, it makes us seem like a bunch of backwater rubes." Idiotic vote? Dumb to work to protect the lives of babies? Backward rubes for working to find a way to stop the murder of innocent children? Wow. Published on the official website. Still there. Not taken down either. Some might say the rock and roll guy there doesn't mean folks at the supposedly conservative talk station have changed, but then there's this from Monday morning, 29 March, where the co-host of KFYO's morning show, Dave King, said that people supporting the pro-life ordinance in Lubbock are, quote, tilting at windmills. Mr. King should know that some of us, it's probably foreign to him, actually read books and have read Miguel de Cervantes. Many of us know that an ordinance in Lubbock to stop murdering babies in the womb is no imaginary knight with whom Don Quixote attempts to joust. Tilting at windmills is an idiom. In English, it means to attack imaginary enemies. Planned Parenthood Lubbock began performing abortions in Lubbock this April, according to a report at everythinglubbock.com. That's no imaginary enemy, Mr. King. More on this in a moment.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
An important message about protecting life from Elizabeth and Dustin Burroughs.
Did you hear that 23 cities in Texas have now outlawed abortion? If they can do it, why hasn't Lubbock?
Well, Lubbock can. We have a chance to protect life on May 1st by becoming the next sanctuary city for the unborn.
I'm just shocked that Lubbock isn't already a sanctuary for life.
Well, that's why Senator Charles Perry, myself, and many pro-life advocates supported a City of Lubbock election on May 1st.
It seems we must defend the unborn in Lubbock, so what else can we do?
Well, we all have to show up to vote on May 1st. We have to pass this ordinance.
We in Lubbock know the value of life.
That's why Elizabeth and I are proud to join so many churches, pastors, and other people of faith in supporting this election on May 1st. You can learn more on my website at burrows4tx.com. That's burrows, the number 4, tx.com. God bless you. God bless the unborn. And please go vote for life on May 1st. Political ad paid for by Burrows for Texas.
He's a bullfrog with a bullhorn, and he's not afraid to use it. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back. So you got the big senior guy up there putting out that having a vote to protect human life is idiotic, it's dumb, it makes us look like backward rubes, publishing that in an official Town Square Media website, when it's still there, by the way. But you know, there have been deep changes in the culture of the folks that I used to work with. And it's been rather subtle over the years, but it's there. So then Dave King, a co-host of the KFO Morning Show, says people supporting the pro-life ordinance are tilting at windmills. Well, that means attacking imaginary enemies, and Planned Parenthood is killing babies in the womb. That's not an imaginary enemy, Mr. King. There are Rubicons in this life, and one of those is to support the pure evil of killing innocent human beings for the convenience of others. And given that butchering living, unique DNA babies in the womb is pure evil, not doing all one can reasonably do to stop such, especially something as easy as casting a vote, and denigrating the actions of those taking such action, is to join with evil for its purposes. So maybe all the subtle changes at the old broadcast partner, which are hard to explain unless one lived through them, are now made suitably plain to others and exemplified through the seemingly pro-baby murdering comments of its remaining staff, both on the air and expressed in writing on official station websites. Oh, and there's more to that too, but I don't want to go into that, but there's more evidence of this going back months and months. God's timing is perfect and eternally better than anything we can imagine or devise. It seems being cut loose and contract breach saved me from having to play on a team willing to support the most grotesque of evil. Thanks be to God. And there is that story at everythinglubbock.com posted yesterday, Monday of this week. Abortion services began this month in Lubbock in the Planned Parenthood at 3716 22nd Place. Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas said online, now accepting appointments by phone for medication abortion services in Lubbock. Online booking coming soon. That's right. Got to get it online. Got to make it as simple and easy as possible. Get in there and kill that human being solely for the convenience of the people who made that human being. Voters feeling passionate about local issues going into special election. A story by that appeared at KCBD television this week in Lubbock about this big ordinance. By the way, the whole country's watching this. This has gotten put on the ballot in a Florida city, and they talk about Lubbock in their brochure. Very denigrating. I mean, it's one of these, well, those hicks out in Lubbock, Texas, we're a sophisticated city. We're not like Lubbock, Texas. Rather interesting. They're all watching. This story quoted some people. Quoted Susie Stell as saying, we have something that's very important to our hearts in the ballot. And, of course, that's to make Lubbock a sanctuary city for the unborn. Susie Stell. Paul Stell said, we felt like it was very important for the community to be a community that protects the lives of those who are most innocent and the most fragile. That Paul Stell. Exactly. You know, even outside of theology, isn't that a worthy civic goal? Isn't the purpose of government to protect the lives of its innocent citizens and innocent people in general? Well, Joanna Harkey said she wanted to get out and vote, and she said that she doesn't like the ordinance, I think, something else. She said, I wanted to vote against it. Okay. And then, and by the way, this person named Debbie Hansard, there are quite a few people in Lubbock named Debbie Hansard, so be careful going out attacking somebody on social media or something like that. Don't do that. It quoted Debbie Hansard of saying, and this is extraordinarily deeply sad, but it's what's happened in our culture with a very shallow level of education. It's not that I'm against babies at all, but I just feel like it's an unconstitutional issue and that this is not something Lubbock needs to do. Well, Debbie's welcomed her ignorant opinion. It's a sad opinion. Number one, an unconstitutional issue. There's no such thing as an issue that's unconstitutional. The Constitution comes about from debate. But we know what she said. It's not that I'm against babies at all. But, you know, let them be murdered. I mean, well, see, you're not, the things people say are shocking. It's not that I'm against babies at all, but I just feel like it's an unconstitutional issue and this is not something Lubbock needs to do, meaning pass an ordinance to stop the murdering of babies in the womb for the convenience of those who created them. Debbie, I don't know what you think you're saying, but this is sickening. And this is the type of thing that we have seen across the culture. This is the thing we've seen in some of the most grotesque, murderous cultures in the history of the world. Well, she's basically saying, well, it's the law, or it's unconstitutional. What do you mean it's unconstitutional? What are you talking about, unconstitutional? Actually, there's nothing in the Roe v. Wade decision, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says abortion is legal, and it was illegal in most places when they passed that case. There's nothing in there that claims that it has to be allowed anywhere and everywhere, and that's what the ordinance is about. The same courts have upheld zoning and all other kinds of restrictions. But this is the idea that, well, it's the law. They said this. The court said it thus. And here's what's so damning about this. Is a law passed by men in a legislature or decided upon by fiat through a court above the law of God, your Father? Does what men say, does what a dictator or a plebiscite of the people, a mob, a democracy, does that supersede God, Debbie? See, this is the problem on this issue. Too many people want to treat this like it's some kind of secular political thing and brush it off. Well, I'm not against babies at all, but I'm going to take a position that lets them be wantonly murdered by the millions every year. But I'm not against babies because, you know, it's a secular idea. This is about the law and respect for the law. Well, a lot of you have been happy to put the mask on, sort of like those armbands people had to wear. This stuff is serious. What is it about your belief in civic beliefs and rule of law that tells you that law supersedes natural law? In other words, man-made law supersedes natural law. So that's the same argument that millions of Americans and the entire Democratic Party, for the most part, used to justify segregation. It's the law. This is what people said about slavery, bondage. Well, it's the law. You know, it wasn't that many outside of a few pockets in this country, even in the South, not that many actual voting citizens owned slaves. But they didn't actively fight it. Well, it's the law, and the Supreme Court said it's okay, and the Supreme Court said equal. That's right. The same people that made up the Roe v. Wade decision said that separate but equal was constitutional. So, Debbie, is that really a good civic position? That because it's a law, or because in this case, even weaker than a law, a bunch of justices in a court simply said it, made it up, that supersedes one's personal responsibility? There's a reason why the Declaration of Independence doesn't say you have a right to use armed force to overthrow a government that no longer upholds your rights. It says you have an obligation so to do. Because natural rights, the rights from God and the way we are to behave, Mosaic law and the rest of it, supersedes any man-made issue, any man-made position. So it's deeply sickening. There's a house on 19th Street that's got a big vote no on the ordinance with a bunch of stuff. I mean, it's just, I don't know, in my mind, it's just directly, openly aiding and abetting evil. It is a Rubicon that no person should cross to support the murdering of innocent babies. More on this from Representative Dustin Burroughs and something he wrote when we return.
Pratt's back in a moment after we hear from those who pay the bills.
Pratt on Texas Listener Club member Tom from Wichita Falls wrote, I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done, and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable. From the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns are not fun, this was the way to do it, Tom says. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Friends, you can learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care, my dentist, by the way, by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Go to prattontexas.com. You'll see the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Click on it, and you can read all about it. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
It's the show everyone listens to, even if they don't admit it. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Yes, I'm taking a lot of time today on this issue because it's a Rubicon. I mean, it's a line that if you cross it, how do you ever go back from a moral point of view, from a human point of view? You don't even have to be a person of religious faith to understand this. It's sort of like those that went along with, well, it's okay. You know, these Jews, they're inconvenient. So what if we put them in work camps? Ah, you know, I hear the rumors about killing them. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but it doesn't matter. We don't want those Jews around. I mean, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a genocide of human beings by the hundreds of thousands every month, I guess, millions overall. This is basic. This is an issue to which I don't, you know, I've met people who claim, well, I'm pro what they call pro-choice. They're for the ability of people to choose to murder an innocent person for their own convenience. But I'm conservative and everything else. I'm sorry, I just don't see the connection. I just don't see how you even understand the basic premise of government, of the people, by the people, for the people, that government's historic responsibility, whether a republic, a democracy, a tyranny, any kind, all through history is to protect the lives of its people first. And yet say that, well, but people for their own convenience should be allowed to murder innocent human beings. Answering objections to the Lubbock Ordinance outlawing abortion by Representative Dustin Burroughs posted on his website 31 March. People are passionate about their positions, they're confident about their positions, but that doesn't always mean they're right about those positions. While it's true many have said that abortion's a constitutional right through the years, citizens throughout the U.S. have had a hard time finding the right to abortion mentioned anywhere in the text of the Constitution. This is because nowhere in the Constitution does it come out and say abortion's a constitutional right. Oh, by the way, leftist, it does say having and then actually bearing on your person firearms is. just to remind you. It also doesn't say women have a right to an abortion. It's not there. People act like abortion's a constitutional right, like Debbie says, because of the Supreme Court's ruling in Roe v. Wade in 1973. But members of our current court, who have equal standing to those justices, have questioned the validity of that ruling and other rulings which have followed. Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas, has gone as far as to call Roe v. Wade farcical and stated the Supreme Court can reconcile neither Roe nor its progeny with the text of our Constitution, and that because of this, those decisions should be overruled. In November of last year, Representative Burroughs writes, several attorneys throughout the state signed on a letter responding to the objections of Lubbock's mayor, Dan Pope, at City Council, and Olson & Olson, which was a law firm with family ties to Planned Parenthood, which was hired by the city of Lubbock to review the proposed Lubbock ordinance outlawing abortion. That letter reads, signed by many attorneys, Mayor Pope and several city council members have been asserting that the proposed ordinance violates the federal constitution, but they're mistaken. Abortion is not a constitutional right, and there's no language anywhere in the constitution that even remotely suggests that anti-abortion laws are unconstitutional. Although the Supreme Court invented a right to abortion in Roe v. Wade in 73, the court's holding merely prevents states or localities from enforcing abortion bans until Roe is overruled. It does not prevent states or localities from enacting abortion bans so long as the city's enforcement of its ban is delayed until the court overrules Roe. The proposed ordinance is consistent with Roe because it specifically prohibits the city or its officials from enforcing the ordinance until they obtain a declaratory judgment from a court that the enforcement of the ordinance will comport with Supreme Court precedent. Instead, the ordinance allows the abortion ban to be enforced only through private citizen suits, and enforcement mechanisms of that sort will not expose the city of Lubbock to any liability. You folks in Abilene listening to this, you were moving on this, and then it just stopped. Representative Burroughs, who is an attorney, writes, the Sanctuary Cities Ordinance, which has been drafted specifically for Lubbock, is not defying the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade. Instead, it works within the confines of that decision. Nobody's saying women cannot get an abortion through the ordinance. All we're saying is that abortion, which is the murder of an innocent child, is not allowed within the city limits. A letter signed by senators and reps across Texas encouraging cities across the state to consider the ordinance states it well when it said, the Sanctuary City for the Unborn Ordinance outlaws abortion within city limits, declares abortion to be murder, and protects municipalities from abortion providers setting up shop within the city's jurisdiction. The ordinance does not defy federal law, but enables cities to take bold action for life while remaining within the existing legal framework of Roe v. Wade. The ordinance does not contradict the U.S. Constitution. Rather, the language is intentionally and carefully drafted to protect both tiny Texans from abortion and cities from costly lawsuits. Since there's some immediate enforcement through civil liability, the ordinance serves as an important deterrent to the abortion industry from moving into their jurisdiction. Importantly, the ordinance does not penalize women who seek or undergo abortions, but places the penalty on the party who most deserves it, the abortionist, and the industry profiting from the unjust procedure. He then talks about this big argument about how the city will be sued and have to spend millions defending it. So that statement is based on the assumption that this is either a losing battle or a battle which, if it can be won, is not worth the cost. And that's what these people are telling you, tacitly agreeing with the murder of children. I'm telling you, folks, when they say, well, this is tilting at windmills, this isn't worth it, it can't survive. Okay, so your belief is not to even lift a finger or something as easy as to vote to try to stop abortion. That is going along with it, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a Rubicon that one better seriously think about before crossing. Representative Burroughs said, I do not believe that Lubbock's a city where the majority of residents are okay with children having their limbs ripped from their bodies and their skulls crushed. Which person in their right mind actually wants children to have their arms and legs ripped from their bodies and skulls crushed in Lubbock? No matter the cost, defending innocent children from violent acts from taking place in the city is more than worth it. It's certainly worth far more than the money spent on a public park. Children are Lubbock's future. Yeah, my wife pointed it out yesterday. What happened to all these leftists that are always for the children? Everything's for the children. But when it comes to this, it's crushed their skulls and ripped their limbs off. That's why this is a bedrock principle in political philosophy, separate from just the issue itself inherent of abortion. He goes on and talks about being sued. He points out in this piece, these are all at his website, I think it's Burroughs for Texas or something, that Jonathan Mitchell, former Solicitor General of Texas, will defend the city of Lubbock. He was the law clerk to Justice Scalia. That's right. He's not some local yokel or bunch of left-wing donors like that Olson and Olson group. Mr. Mitchell is brilliant. By the way, he's speaking on Tuesday night tonight at the Trinity Church in the Sanctuary about this at 7 p.m. in Lubbock. He's offered, and he's serious about defending any suit that comes forward free of charge to the city of Lubbock and its citizens. So you can just drop that stuff. You can just drop all that stuff about, oh, the lawsuit. Folks, they've never cared about lawsuits on any other things they do. They've been happy to spend money, go into debt, without offering the people a vote on the issues, new city hall, new police headquarters, four of them, regional substations, all things that historically, until just recently, always were voted on by the people. They've never had a problem with indebting us, putting us out there for decades to come in debt and everything else on money. But all of a sudden, when it comes to saving the lives of a baby, oh my goodness, oh, we might have a lawsuit. You know, every single time the police encounter anybody, it's a liability situation that can result in serious lawsuits, can result in loss of life. But we do those every day. Well, this is different, Robert. Well, oh, yeah, that's right. You're gonna sit there and support a company. That's right. It's a company that murders babies for a living and profits off of it and claim, oh, we don't want a lawsuit. Folks, there are Rubicons in our lives. This is a simple one. If you denigrate people who stand for this, I mean, all you got to ask you to do is place a vote, and you need to get out and vote now while early vote's underway and vote for the pro-life ordinance in Lubbock. If you think that's silly and dumb, it says a heck of a lot more about you and the position of your soul than it does about anybody else, period.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life, Health, Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
He thinks prairie dogs should be kept around for economic development. Hunting is big business. Now more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back. Switching gears, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad to see this, and I'm afraid it won't get enough support. Civil asset forfeiture reform. House Bill 1441 is open up for a floor vote in the House tomorrow on Wednesday, the 21st, San Jacinto Day. It's the civil asset forfeiture reform. My good friend, Representative Schaefer of Tyler, and also Democrat Sinfronia Thompson, and some others behind this bill, relates the state's burden of proof in certain asset forfeiture proceedings under the Code of Criminal Procedure. This has been one of the greatest offenses to the Constitution. This constant, almost no proof whatsoever, but taking people's assets and just claiming, well, they were drug dealers with no evidence. HB 1441 seeks to raise the state's burden of proof on civil asset forfeiture cases from a preponderance of evidence to clear and convincing evidence. Now, who the hell's against that except people who are big government people who think government officials ought to have the right to just go in and do whatever they want to with people's personal assets? Look, the state could move criminal forfeiture and not civil. This is still good. This is a good bill. It raises the bar significantly on the state's burden of proof. And the Liberty Caucus, Republican Liberty Caucus, is supportive of it. I am too. You need to contact your state reps tonight and tell them to vote for HB 1441, the civil asset forfeiture reform bill, on the House floor tomorrow. There are some other stories out there. That guy from Lubbock who lives in Acogdoches, State Rep Clardy, he's been Travis Clardy, been an absolute disappointment. He's a very liberal Republican. And he's trying to reintroduce mobile voting in Texas. You know, the rolling polling that the school districts and everybody use, you know, go out and roll it and set it out there, and we'll have a big parents meeting. We're going to show them all these slides, tell them how great all this new stuff is going to be, and then we're going to have the voting right there. We banned that in the last legislative session, 2019, so that everything had to be equal across the deal. In other words, you can't target certain people. Clardy is out there saying, oh, well, this had unintended consequences for rural counties, and he's threw him into a tizzy. This is a lot of bull. He's trying to introduce this to get rolling polling back for any county of under 100,000 people. That is terrible. Typical of Trav Clardy. He's turned out to be just such a really, really disappointing state rep. And legislation moving to close the tax hiking loophole. This is good. Brandon Walton's at Texas Scorecard reporting that, then the property tax reform that Representative Burroughs got done last time, that they had that little exemption. You know, you had to put these things in to get the votes for emergencies, you know, disasters, that they could go outside the new protections. And a bunch of these locals have exactly done it. Well, the Senate passed SB 1438 by Senator Betancourt, which stipulates that such disaster must cause physical damage, excluding epidemics and pandemics. Sent to the House with bipartisan support on a vote of 21-10. State Rep. Morgan Meyer has a similar bill that has been placed on the calendar. Yes, it is, because Burroughs is head of the Calendars Committee. This is one of his breathing fire issues. It'll be considered also tomorrow, so that's good. And there was a big piece they're all upset about in the Dallas Morning News. Election judges could carry guns at most polling sites under bill passed by Texas House. Really, it's a clarification bill. A non-binding AG opinion all the way from, 1913 says that I think that election judges in that precinct have the power of a state district judge on election day, and that judges can carry without a license. Anyway, this is a good bill. There's nothing wrong with it. It's the typical scared of firearms people going on about it. And there's a big bill out there they're writing about. Texas GOP opposition to bill unchanging Negro place names raises sparks. Well, we already passed all this, and it just hasn't happened. It's been from the early 90s. And one of the Senator Boris Miles has presented a resolution to get more action taken on a bill that was passed 30 years ago. And looked like everybody was going to go along with it. And then David Wiley, speaking on behalf of the Republican Party, a member of the State Executive Committee, said this is a dangerous bill. And, you know, I'd have to look at it both ways, but I read this whole piece in the Austin American Statesman, and David Wiley presents extraordinarily cogent arguments. Extraordinarily cogent arguments, and so it doesn't need to just be dismissed. I don't want to get into all of those right now. We might later in the week, but it's an interesting piece out there in the Statesman. Moving to the border crisis, Texas has apprehended almost 800 criminals via anti-illegal immigration efforts. Did you know that? Yeah, the Dems say, well, we can't do anything. What are we putting all these police down there on the border for? We can't. The feds have said we can't enforce immigration. You realize that Operation Lone Star? We've apprehended almost 800 of these folks who had criminal convictions or criminals and confiscated 3,800 pounds of marijuana, 19 pounds of cocaine, and 50 firearms, according to a letter that the governor sent to Joe Biden. That's right. So it's working in that sense, trying to protect us, but the numbers are just overwhelming. Congressman Gonzalez, Vicente Gonzalez, says that he told the Rio Grande Guardian that cartels in Mexico could have earned about $1.2 billion this year through drugs? No, just smuggling illegal aliens into the U.S. That's right. Gonzalez, Democrat from McAllen, Vicente Gonzalez, said that they've multiplied, they just did an envelope calculation, 172,000, which is the number of migrants known to have crossed the border. Known. We have tons we don't know about. By about 6,000, which is the going rate, and you get that number. Gonzalez said he doesn't see an end in sight to the surge in migrants seeking asylum. He said he and a neighboring congressman calculated, well, that was the number I just told you. He said the U.S. ought to have the same migration processing procedures as in his district in place in Mexico and or Guatemala. Well, Vicente, it was your new president, your party that won the White House, and they're the ones that stopped all that because Trump had agreements with those countries. And, of course, the political correctness continues. Newsmax reporting that ICE and Customs and Border Protection drop illegal alien and assimilation terminology. That's right. It's not even to get rid of the word that's used in all international treaties, whether you're an alien or not, either legal or illegal. We've got to get rid of that. We've also got to drop the term assimilation. And that tells you what this is all about. We're not trying to let people who just want a better life come here and be Americans. Hell no. The left is dead set against assimilation. And there's your proof right there, removing it from the official agencies. The word. There were exclusive videos. Breitbart had up 300 migrants crossing the border into Texas near Roma. They got it on video. How about this one? Where's the compassion in this, you bunch of people that want all these open borders? Rio Grande Valley Sector Chief Border Patrol Agent Brian Hastings tweeted a video showing Border Patrol agents rescuing a 10-year-old boy. The child was left behind by callous smugglers, alone and terrified, unaware of the dangers he could encounter. Hastings said the agents found the little boy huddled under a farm tractor in the same area where agents found another child of the same age 2 weeks ago. Video shows the child talking to Border Patrol agent about his ordeal. "I'm lost," he tells the agents. They don't care about life. Smugglers raft 400 migrants in a raft to the border in South Texas. Another piece, Dateline Roma, video from April 14th. And it goes on and on. The residents there, speak of the frustration. These people are in their yards and right next to their bedroom windows and stuff at night. How is this compassionate? It's just amazing. And, of course, Chip Roy, good congressman from Texas, is unveiled a bill to designate some of these Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations, and that needs to be done right away. Absolutely right away. Don't forget, the show is podcast at prattontexas.com. There's other long-form interviews there as well. Out of Tatum in East Texas, one person was killed in a plane crash of a little Cessna 310, about 320 on Monday afternoon. A woman's reported sexual assault at WT, West Texas A&M in Canyon, in the dormitory. Oh, and after this weekend's triple homicide, Austin's 2021 murders, 53% up over last year, which was a record. That's it for today's Texas Hour. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all. Fly that Texas flag tomorrow, the 21st, for San Jacinto Day. Adios, mis amigos. Hey, wait, friends, I've got a bonus for the podcast listeners today. Former Vice President and presidential nominee of the Democrats, Walter Mondale, died. One of the most hilarious, and he admits it too, he was one of these Democrats of a good humor, even though he was a far leftist. One of the funniest things ever happened in a debate was when Reagan just waxed him in the 1984 presidential debates over the age issue. Here's the question and that famous answer as a podcast bonus for you.
You already are the oldest president in history, and some of your staff say you were tired after your most recent encounter with Mr. Mondale. I recall yet that President Kennedy had to go for days on end with very little sleep during the Cuba Missile Crisis. Is there any doubt in your mind that you would be able to function in such circumstances?
Not at all, Mr. Truitt, and I want you to know that also I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
An important message about protecting life from Elizabeth and Dustin Burroughs.
Did you hear that 23 cities in Texas have now outlawed abortion? If they can do it, why hasn't Lubbock?
Well, Lubbock can. We have a chance to protect life on May 1st by becoming the next sanctuary city for the unborn.
I'm just shocked that Lubbock isn't already a sanctuary for life.
Well, that's why Senator Charles Perry, myself, and many pro-life advocates supported a City of Lubbock election on May 1st.
It seems we must defend the unborn in Lubbock, so what else can we do?
Well, we all have to show up to vote on May 1st. We have to pass this ordinance.
We in Lubbock know the value of life.
That's why Elizabeth and I are proud to join so many churches, pastors, and other people of faith in supporting this election on May 1st. You can learn more on my website at burrows4tx.com. That's burrows, the number 4, tx.com. God bless you, God bless the unborn, and please go vote for life on May 1st. Political ad paid for by Burroughs for Texas.